Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, and we're here this Wednesday for every Wednesday for It's a Wrap Wednesday. Now, we are wrapping up the end of Women's History Month. We are so happy to be able to be supported, to get through this month here and alive and ready to fight the war of patriarchy and then some, and equal pay and all the rights that we deserve freely. So here we've got to talk about women's history and all the contributions that we've made to society. So thank you to all the sisterhood out there, as well as the brotherhood that is helping with women and Women's History Month this month for 2021. Now we're going to continue and invite in our regular host, our co-host and guest, Reverend Frederick Shaw, and he is going to give his input for the end and wrap up of Women's History Month. Hi, Reverend Shaw. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and thank you for having me again on the show for this proud moment talking about women's history and acknowledging women for all that they've done.
Thank you. Thank you. We're always glad for you to be here. We had prior Mrs. Shaw on the show working for GLAC, which is the Greater Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce, and Greater Los Angeles African American Chamber of Commerce. And we were so thrilled to have all the information given to us for women in business, especially minority businesses. So it's just all around good to have the Shaws in the house. So give us your input today on what people should take away this month for Women's History Month from a male's point of view.
Well, I think one of the things that we want to remember, and as a minister, I go back to these things, and as a person who studied a little bit of history, I know that women are the mother, especially black women, and I'm not trying to put down any other woman, but black women are the mothers of humanity. If, as scientists say, the cradle of civilization is out of Africa, and then that means that the first women were entrusted with the lives of humanity from a mother's standpoint. And that work that is being done by women from the beginning of history to the day is, you can't put a price on it, because women are the backbone of society.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for that. We wouldn't be here without a woman. That's all I can say. And we're going to continue to do our part. We're making opportunities for education and of the arts here on It Cleopatra Memphis Studios. We have upcoming classes coming where women can fully express themselves and learn about the arts. And whatever your story is, we want you to tell it. Remember, we're on all forms of social media. That is on Twitter, CM Studios, and on Instagram as Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and Cleopatra Memphis Studios on Facebook as well. Please follow, like, and share. So you can share all this content and information that we have for you for Women's History Month and then some. Now, I want to give a shout out to one of the most awesome women I know, my grandma, Ms. Velma Martin. She is turning 28. Kidding. She's turning 80, 84 this year, and I'm so blessed I still have her in my life. And we're going to sing you some goodies, Grandma, because you know she is one of the first people that supported me in my business, was there in the place getting her hair done and then some. So thank you for that, Grandma and Granddaddy. But thank you for that, Grandma. Her input was vital. So here on It's a Wrap Wednesday, talking about Women's History Month, you've seen some of the detrimental things that happen in the community when you don't appreciate women, when men are torn between something devilish and serving the greater good. We've had our shootings happen. We've had unfortunate kidnappings and rapes and things of that nature happen. But there is somebody to stand in the gap. That is God and people who choose to do the right thing, and that is also men. So thank you, men. Thank you, Reverend Frederick Shaw, for stepping in the gap and being the change that we want to see. So in continuation of Women's History Month, we are going to do just that, and we're going to recruit you to do that too. So email us, or if you are listening under the sound of our voice, make sure you call in to 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And remember, Reverend Frederick Shaw Jr. is at CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights. And we are a part of the task force. So if you want to join that as well and fight the fight, especially against women dealing with mental health care abuse, feel free to do so. So thank you so much. And we're going to wrap it up for It's a Wrap Wednesday. Thank you, Reverend Shaw, for being here.
If we can, before, though, I want to give a shout-out also and acknowledge you in the powerful women like your grandmother and other powerful women who have molded and influenced our people of today. And without those people who were in our lives who, like you say, were standing in the gap for us when things were down, when we were at our lowest point, these people seem to lift us up. So I just want to acknowledge all of them, your grandmother and everybody else that ever influenced anybody's life and was a guiding light for them to become all that they could be.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to definitely shout out my mother and other grandmother, the one that raised me, Alice Turnage and Laura Ann Martin. Thank you and rest in peace. So on that note, we want you to continue to, and that is simply, be great.